Ohio. Good afternoon. Ohio has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the country. One of the first steps in understanding infant mortality is understanding cause of death. So today I'll be describing infant cause of death reporting in Ohio. There are two main data sources to determine cause of death in Ohio. One is through death certificates, and the second is through child fatality review. Child fatality review is a process by which a multidisciplinary board comprised of physicians, law enforcement, public health, and other agencies conducts a comprehensive review of the circumstances related to a child death and makes recommendations to prevent future deaths. Unlike in some other states, Ohio reviews every child death, which allows for direct comparison with death certificates. Every year, when statistics on top causes of death are published, the two sources tend not to agree, so Ohio has questioned whether one may be more accurate and has struggled with which one to use. So our objective was to quantify and characterize the discordance between death certificates and child fatality review. An infant death is defined as the death of a live-born infant before his or her first birthday. For this analysis, we focused on Ohio residents who died in Ohio from 2009 to 2013. The first step was to create a linked data set. Infants were linked using personal identifying information and verified using home addresses. Over the 5 years, we were able to link 4,985, or 96% of all infants identified from death certificates. The second step was to create a common cause of death variable. So the physician who signs the death certificate enters an immediate and an underlying cause of death. And then to the underlying cause of death, an ICD-10 code is assigned. In child fatality review, the board selects from pre-selected cause of death categories. I selected 11 cause of death categories that accounted for 97% of all infant deaths. Next, I assigned each of the hundreds of ICD-10 codes to one of the 11 cause of death categories or buckets here, and I calculated a kappa statistic to measure agreement. For our results, we first quantified the discordance between the two systems. We found that the death certificate and child fatality review board agreed in only 45% of cases. Next, we attempted to characterize where this discordance occurs. To show this, I'll start with what is effectively a pie chart of the 11 cause of death categories plus a category for missing. You can see that prematurity in purple is the most common, followed by congenital anomalies in yellow, and so forth. Now imagine drawing a line for each infant that connects the child fatality review cause with the death certificate cause of death. So for example, this line represents an infant where the child fatality review ruled the death as prematurity and the death certificate listed a perinatal condition. If you do this for all the infants in the data set, this is what you get. The color of each band represents the child fatality review board decision. You could spend a lot of time exploring all 144 possible combinations, but since I only have 5 minutes, let's point out a few key findings. First, categories where the colored band loops back on itself show good concordance. For example, most asphyxia deaths in red and congenital anomalies in yellow had high level of concordance as indicated by the kappa statistic. These were the only two categories with a kappa statistic over 0.6. All other categories had a kappa statistic less than 0.5, indicating a weak level of agreement. Lastly, it is clear that the most common reason for discordance is in purple, where child fatality review ruled the cause as prematurity and the death certificate listed a perinatal condition. In conclusion, although discordance was common, discordance does not imply disagreement. The reason that these two systems have different findings is because they define cause of death differently. Death certificates are interested in the underlying cause of death, whereas child fatality review is looking for preventable cause of death. Based on these findings, we've recommended that published reports on infant cause of death should think about the underlying question of interest. If we want to know why do infants die in Ohio, then use death certificates. If we want to know how to prevent infant deaths, then consider child fatality review. Thank you.
On that one, and I'm less familiar with some of the different birth defects and the specifics of the discordance. You ran through that kind of quickly, but to go with an analogy that doesn't specifically apply to this population, but just probe the concept, Let's say you had two different data systems, and one of them concluded that a child was suffering from pneumonia, or not a child, let's say an adult was suffering from pneumonia, and another one that an adult was suffering from lung cancer. You would probably be led to very different conclusions about what you should be doing from a prevention standpoint. And I understand your point that one of these databases might be more useful for prevention and another for vital statistics purposes. But I guess my bottom line question is, wouldn't you want to try to bring those two data systems into a better degree of agreement so that both could be used to inform prevention versus saying one is useful for tallying a particular outcome and another is really useful for informing prevention? Help me understand your logic there.
Yeah, when I saw the discordance between the two systems, it was like, okay, how do we get these two to agree? And then sort of over time, spending more time with the data sets and, you know, what they're used for, I sort of moved away from that. And I think what is potentially useful is using them together. So, for example, that biggest piece of discordance has a lot to do with prematurity. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, ICD-10 coding says specifically in its instructions, do not code prematurity as a cause. It is not a cause of death. Mm-hmm. And so it probably underestimates prematurity, whereas the child fatality review, I think, overestimates it, because I think the teams typically will say, this is not preventable, we're not going to do a full review. You know, they will actually write that into their comment section. You know, we did not fully review this because it was not preventable. And so they just kind of get all lumped together. So, you know, having these two systems together, for example, like if you have a woman who delivered at 22 weeks because of premature rupture of membranes, you know, the Child Fatality Review Board will say this was prematurity. And if you add in the birth or the death certificate information, then you can find out that premature rupture of membranes was actually involved. Mm. And so I think you get more information by using the two systems together. Okay. The Child Fatality Review Team actually does ask about premature rupture of membranes and other maternal characteristics, but a lot of times that information, in about 50% of the time, is not filled out by the team, and a lot of counties don't access maternal records.
Okay. So you would basically, if I can just ask a quick follow-up to that, then you would say that the Child Death Review is better at getting at etiologic factors, perhaps, birth certificate database.
Yeah.
No, death certificate. Sorry, death is better at getting at the specific cause of death. Is that what you're trying to say? That
yes.
Potentially resulting from those etiologic factors.
I think that the Child Fatality Review could be used that way. I think it's not right now, but it has the potential. So that's one of the steps moving forward, is trying to get those child fatality review boards to collect information on medical causes, because historically they focused on injury and preventable causes, and we're not thinking about prematurity as preventable. And I think that, so there's the CDC graphic, which you've probably all seen here, which lists, you know, a lot of these are not preventable causes of prematurity, but the behavioral factors, you know, tobacco and alcohol use during pregnancy, which we heard about today, mm-hmm. you know, these things are modifiable, and this is where we should be focusing. So we need to, stop thinking about it as not preventable.